This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pandemic still has many of us working from home. Where here I still am, another Groundhog Day. Oh, wait, it actually is Groundhog Day. Anyway, some companies plan to let workers stay remote. So what happens to the empty office buildings? Some want to see them turned into apartments to address a social need. From KPCC in Southern California, reporter David Wagner has the story.
Pershing Square in downtown L.A. buzzes with the sound of midday traffic. But when you walk through the doors of the Metropolitan Building and take the elevator up to Karen Tracy's 10th floor apartment,
hello.
Hi, Karen.
Suddenly everything sounds subdued.
It's much quieter. We do have more of sort of a bird's eye view of what's going on.
Built in 1913, this concrete edifice originally contained medical offices and shops. About a decade ago, it was converted into apartments. Now, with the pandemic changing how we work, some developers are working on new conversions. In Hollywood, one developer is transforming the former offices of the Central Casting Bureau into affordable housing. Karin Liljegren has worked on many similar projects. She's the founder of the architecture firm Omgivning, which specializes in adaptive reuse.
I definitely think that more and more office space will be turned to housing, and it should be.
But this approach isn't always as straightforward as it seems. In a recent report for UC Berkeley's Turner Center, housing researcher Elliot Kwan found that not all office buildings are great candidates for conversion.
Commercial buildings, especially those built in America during the 20th century, don't really vibe well with how the building needs to perform for residential uses.
Kwan says older office buildings tended to be skinny so that each room had plenty of windows to bring in fresh air. That was before the rise of air conditioning. But newer, climate-controlled offices have gotten bigger, with huge windowless interiors. Kwan says renters might not want to live in those dark, cavernous spaces.
Those types of mismatches tend to lead to pretty costly rehabilitation measures from the architectural and construction side.
And that high cost can mean high rent. Still, adaptive reuse proponents see lots of untapped potential. A recent report from a downtown LA business advocacy group found that converting just 10% of LA's office space would result in about 16,000 new homes. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.